And I am joined today by three lovely uniformed people with the Customs and Border Protection. Yes. And we have Anya and Alyssa White.
Correct.
There's a relation there, I'm assuming.
That is. It's my daughter.
Okay. And Antonia Beasley.
Yes.
No relation to the Whites.
No.
Okay.
She's always accepted, but of course.
Family,
yes,
nonetheless.
Without a doubt.
So tell me a little bit about what you do and what brings you to Oshkosh. Anybody, whoever wants to start.
Well, me and Antonia, I am Alyssa. And Antonia, we are both explorers with Customs and Border Protection. So we're not actually officers, we're explorers. So the Explore program is for young adults 14 to 21.
It's a youth program?
Okay. Yeah, it's a youth program. Young adults 14 to 21 who have an interest in going into law enforcement. So it's a combination between the Boy Scouts of America and Customs and Border Protection.
Okay.
This is truly a great program, much like the Young Eagles program. It gives young people an opportunity to kind of highlight or take a real good look at what they think they may want to do in a career. And we don't ultimately, if they choose to be a law enforcement officer, it's a great thing. But ultimately, we're able to give them some of those key factors of being great citizens of the greatest country in the world. So we enjoy that piece of it more so than anything.
And now, you said the Explorers, and you mentioned Boy Scouts. So is that the same as the Explorer Scouts?
Well, the great thing about exploring is the co-ed program of scouting, and it is on the non-traditional side of scouting in that we give them the career values as well as some of the basic values that are in scouting. I mean, as you know, scouting is one of the greatest youth programs that exist in America.
I was an Explorer Scout. That's why I asked that.
Outstanding. Yeah. So as we give them some of those same virtues of scouting, but we give them that career piece that is also important to promote those values of what it is to have a career, to be involved in a particular job, a particular series of jobs. And you know, they learn skills such as communication skills. They learn how to effect an arrest. They understand the both criminal and constitutional law. So these pieces, these are tools that they will be able to use for their entire lives. And we enjoy that piece of it.
Okay, now I think the path for Alyssa into the program is a little obvious, but Antonia, what brought you into it?
Well, my dad is a mission support specialist for CBP, and he told me about the program, and I looked at it, and I thought it was really cool and fun, and I've been in the program for a year now, so I love it.
What are some of the things that you guys do?
Well, we do basic scenarios like bomb threat and traffic stops, and we learn, like you said, communication skills, which I hopefully will have by the end.
Leadership skills.
Yeah. Leadership skills.
You're doing just fine.
Yeah, thanks. And we do domestic violence situations and high risk and lowest traffic stops. We do a lot of stuff, so.
And what's the... Oh, go ahead.
Well, we have, like, a lot of kids from different areas. Like, we're from the Chicagoland area, so we have kids from the city and we have kids from the suburbs. So everybody comes from different walks of life. We go in, when we're recruiting, we go to their schools, so they'll see it. And, like, the whole reason, yeah, my dad's he's an officer with CBP, but, like, when I was younger, I was growing up around the program, and when I saw the kids, they were always very sharp and they looked very professional. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. So, I mean, something that when you see how we hold ourselves, it's something that you want to be like. So having that idea that you can be a role model for somebody as they were for me is what I wanted to strive for when I became an explorer.
Now, you say Chicagoland. Just a personal question. That just means Chicago and the surrounding area.
Yeah.
You don't hear that about many other cities, you know.
Right. Yeah.
St. Louis land.
Right. Or, no, we no. Look at all of the suburban, the surrounding counties, a matter of fact, of the Chicagoland area and encompass. I mean, we bring youth from as far as the northern portions of Illinois, of Rockford, all the way into our program. So we have a very, very good program, very active program, extremely diverse in both their learning potential as well as the individuals who come to us from different socioeconomic backgrounds. And so we truly pride ourselves on that piece.
And you mentioned criminal and constitutional law. Is there an academic, I don't know if I would say a credit exchange, but is there some kind of interaction between this experience and the academic?
We work with several academic institutions, several junior colleges in which the credit is able to be applied towards their academic standing. That was an important piece for us because our explorers obtain about 180 hours before they're able to graduate from our program. And with that 180 hours, they're able to come into college with some college credits prior to even entering the door. So we really like that piece.
And what's the correlation with aviation?
The correlation with aviation, as you well know, we in Customs and Border Protection are the keynote agency for the interdiction of terrorists and terrorist weapons. So our job is to prevent those things from coming in and from the traveling public into the United States, as well as exiting the United States. So aviation is a true piece for Customs and Border Protection individuals who we have direct contact with. So we protect from air, sea, land are very, very big factors. And we have a whole division specifically assigned to our aviation. We have our air and marine division that spends a substantial amount of time. We have pilots that work in our organization. We have boat pilots that work in our organizations. And then, of course, our steadfast officers who on a daily basis are protecting the American people.
And do you personally fly?
I do not. I am not a pilot. I've spent the majority...
Logged any hours?
Logged no hours.
Logged no hours.
But as I am becoming more and more inspired...
I was gonna say, new desire?
Oh, I'm telling you. I've become more and more inspired over the last couple of years. So I'm beginning to fear that I may begin to like this as a hobby. So,
what about you, ladies?
Well, this will be my second time at Air Adventures. So last year, I'm really looking into like maybe possibly going into something that does have to do with aircraft and flying and stuff like that. So I actually looked into a
program.
This is
the place to get your feet wet. That's
definitely,
for sure.
Definitely. I actually looked into a program before the beginning of the summer, and they were going to teach how to fly, but I never got into it, and I kind of regret it. But it looks really cool. It looks like something I'd be interested in.
Great. Well, and you?
And, well, it's my first year at Oshkosh, and I never knew about the Air Marine Border Patrol, and it's really interesting, you know, the flight suits are really cool, and I just, you know...
It's all about the uniform.
Favorite part.
Yeah, and just, you know, watching them, it's just really cool. So, I think that's what I want.
And you definitely see, like, a family aspect. It's like, everybody is together. When you see CBP, everybody is a family. And it's for us in the Explore program, it's something that we also take pride in because we're very close as a family. You would definitely see a family relationship between us in our Explore program and when you see the CBPOs, or Customs and Border Protection Officers.
You know, as she mentions that, I mean, the unique piece is people see... I mean, if you come into the Federal Pavilion here
and that's,
at EAA,
I was just going to ask, do you have a presence on the field?
Oh, we have a major presence. But the unique thing is people look at us and they see our agents in the green uniform, which are our Border Patrol agents. You see the CBP officers, the Customs and Border Protection officers in the blue uniform. And then, of course, you see our Air and Marine interdiction agents who are wearing a tan uniform. The great thing that you hear coming from our explorers is she's telling you, hey, they may all have different uniforms, but we often say we all bleed blue in that we're all law enforcement officers. We're all about our mission, and as I mentioned to you earlier, the mission of Customs and Border Protection is to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and terrorist weapons from entering the United States. Two of our major mission statements, part of our mission statement. So.
So if anybody wants to get involved with this here, they can. Where can they find you to talk more about this?
We are in the Federal Pavilion, and it's well noted in all the documentation. And we have other federal partners that are there as well. So you can talk to many different federal agencies, but clearly Customs and Border Protection, we are wholeheartedly involved in this and believe this is an important piece for us to be involved in.
Great. Well, I thank you very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but it goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does.
I thank you very much for being here with us. This has been Anya and Alyssa White and Antonia Beasley.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.